Welcome to another edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a weekly program that highlights some of the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am your presenter, Carissa Franks Benjamin. Coming up, 14 awarded scholarships to study in Republic of China, Taiwan, and discounted VAT rate period on cabinet agenda, says PM Harris. 14 individuals have been awarded scholarships to study abroad in the Republic of China, Taiwan. At the award ceremony held on September 30, 2020, Minister of Education, the Honorable Jonel Powell, congratulated the awardees.
I think this is an amazing opportunity for you, and it is certainly something that you should be commended on.
Minister Power thanked the government of Taiwan for its continued assistance and commitment to the government and people of St. Kitts and Nevis.
In particular, I'm happy for the commitment to increase the number of opportunities that our local students can take advantage of going forward.
The minister said that his ministry offers its continued support and will work along with the embassy to ensure that there are more applications and more persons qualifying to take advantage of the opportunities. In celebration of International Day of Older Persons, the Department of Community Development and Social Services held a special church service at the Antioch Baptist Church. Every year, the department plans and executes a calendar of activities for the elderly to encourage the integration and bonding of their families who are invited to participate. However, due to COVID-19 pandemic, many of the activities were removed and the calendar revised. Activities held included a competition, public awareness campaigns, and a church service. Speaking at the church service on October 1st, Minister responsible for the Department of Community Development and Social Services, the Honorable Eugene Hamilton, stated that the event was important as St. Kitts and Nevis is a society that believes in God.
Yeah, those, especially some of us young people, who want to believe that there is no God. But the society is born upon the grace of God, and we continue to praise our God each and every day. God deserves our praise and our thanksgiving for granting our older persons our longevity.
Older persons were treated with praise and worship and an inspiring sermon by Pastor Lincoln Connor. This year's Financial Information Month, which runs from October 1st to 31st, will seek to empower residents of the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, ECCU, on ways of building financial resilience. This was according to advisor in the Ministry of Finance, Howard Richardson, who delivered the declaration speech on behalf of Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris, Prime Minister and Minister of Finance.
The recurrent overarching theme for FIM since the campaign began in 2002 is financial empowerment through education. This year's focus is on the resilience in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. The tagline is Building Financial Resilience in the COVID-19 Environment. Financial resilience is defined as the ability to withstand life events that impact one's income or assets. The government, private sector, and households are all grappling to mitigate the shock generated by the COVID-19 pandemic. This crisis shows how important it is to keep resources in reserves for times when unexpected upheavals in the world economy prevent it from functioning normally.
Since taking up office in 2015, the Team Unity government has always incorporated financial resiliency into the Federation's fiscal management. The theme chosen for this year's World Teachers' Day, Teachers Leading in Crisis, Reimagining the Future resonates with the education sector in St. Kitts and Nevis, says Minister of Education, the Honorable Jonel Powell. Minister Powell was at the time addressing the nation in celebration of the day on October 5th. He said that in St. Kitts and Nevis, teachers at all levels must be highly applauded for the many roles that they continue to play during the time of crisis.
The issue of teachers stepping out of their comfort zone and assuming leadership roles is not only timely but critical in terms of contributions that they have to make to provide remote learning, to support vulnerable populations, to reopen schools safely, and to ensure learning gaps have been mitigated.
The minister reiterated the contributions that the Federation's teachers have made in leading during the pandemic.
Hundreds of teachers took the initiative to use numerous online learning platforms as a means of continuing to engage their students in learning when schools were ordered closed for an indefinite period of time. The many teachers that availed themselves to be trained in delivering education in a virtual space. From every school in St. Kitts and Nevis, teachers who became known as champions took on the added layer of responsibility to train their colleagues to teach online. This is a powerful example of teachers leading in crisis.
The education minister said that the Federation witnessed many teachers leading in crisis when they reported to their schools daily during periods of lockdowns and curfews to lend their support in ensuring that the students who requested a hot lunch were able to receive school meals 5 days per week. The Simply Help Foundation has once again donated a number of items to those in need of assistance. At a handing over ceremony on October 6th, Minister of Education, the Honorable Jonel Powell, said that charitable work, especially the kind intended to alleviate poverty and empower marginalized citizens, is always important, but especially so in times of social and economic crisis. Minister Powell said that the Simply Help Foundation's purpose is to empower people living in poverty so that they can sustain themselves and their families in their own environment.
The continued commitment of Simply Help to this charitable work is particularly important at this time when so many are faced with financial hardship resulting from the reduced economic activity.
The education minister said that the citizens and residents of St. Kitts and Nevis have benefited from the bonds of cooperation among the government of St. Kitts and Nevis, the Embassy of the Republic of China, Taiwan, and the Simply Help Foundation. Simply Help has been donating to those in need annually for 6 years. Minister Powell expressed the government's sincerest gratitude to the founder and director of Simply Help Foundation, Tina Bo, and all the members of her organization who work diligently on behalf of people throughout the world in need of assistance. The Cabinet of St. Kitts and Nevis is expected to begin discussions on the discounted VAT value-added tax rate period for 2020. A discounted rate from the 17% VAT is typically offered in December to boost consumer spending during the Christmas and Carnival season. We will give it some consideration, said Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris in response to a question by a caller during the October 6, 2020 edition of Leadership Matters. Policymakers have been focused on dealing with the ongoing economic and social fallout of the COVID-19 global pandemic. October is a key month for St. Kitts and Nevis as the borders are scheduled to reopen in a phased way to regional and international travelers since closing 7 months ago. However, the Prime Minister said that, in fairness to the public, who have become accustomed to the seasonal stimulus measure, he will allow formal discussions on a reduced VAT rate at the next cabinet meeting slated for Monday, October 12th.
But I want to advise that we are in a difficult time where cash flows are limited, and therefore the kind of benefits that we would have offered in a season of high inflows would not normally and could not be prudently be made available.
Cinqueys and Nevis enjoyed two discounted VAT rate days in 2019. The VAT rate offered on December 13 and 21 last year was 5%. According to Dr. Sherilyn Ward Crawford, clinical psychologist within the Ministry of Health, this year's theme for World Mental Health Day is extremely important and timely given the toll COVID-19 has had on lives and livelihoods. The theme for World Mental Health Day is Mental Health for All, Greater Investment, Greater Access, Everyone, Everywhere.
So it's Mental Health for All, Greater Investment, Greater Access. And this is so timely because greater investment, greater access. And we want persons to invest in mental health so that everybody could be able to access these services.
Dr. Ward Crawford noted that the inclusion of everyone and their investments will prove quite beneficial. She said that the world budget for mental health is inadequate, noting that information from the World Health Organization indicated that 3% of the health budget is allocated for mental health in low-income countries, while higher-income countries stand at 5%.
We could see how that could cause what World Health Organization referred to as a treatment gap, because it means that certain services are not being invested in so they can be functioning at their highest potential, so that persons can readily access and feel comfortable to access these services.
Michelle Delacoudre-Blake, Director of the Counseling Unit in the Department of Community Development, Gender Affairs and Social Services, shared similar sentiments and explained the reason behind joining the rest of the world to bring attention to mental health.
Essentially, we think we need to focus each year on some aspect of mental health and bring that to the forefront. Engage people in discussion, educate people, let people have a little bit more awareness, have sensitivity, so that at the end of the day, knowledge, awareness, advocacy could grow.
She said that Mental Health Day allows officials to move mental health from the shadows and bring it to the forefront. And that's it for this edition of SKNIS Week in Review. Join us again next week.